Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both.
Hey, baby. You can talk a little louder.
Hello.
I know it's like disgustingly quiet here right now.
It's really cool.
It's like there's no air movement.
Nothing.
It's like the impending doom.
You know what it feels like it's going to come?
A tornado.
A poop pop.
Are you going to fart?
No, but I feel like you might. I'm afraid.
If I do?
Yeah.
I do.
No! I don't have any random thoughts today other than I just thought.
You didn't find a strange story?
No, I didn't have time. But I thought about how I saw yesterday, and I don't have a link right now, so I'm just spewing this out the top of my head. But I saw this thing yesterday about how there is a study, and they took pictures of people, and they asked children, and they asked grown-ups, look at these pictures of people. And some of them were of adults, and some of them were of kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, which one do you think their name is? Do you think their name is Sean, Carrie, Jonathan, or Noam? I don't know. I'm just making those up.
Yeah.
And then they would be like, Sean, 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 like, or whatever. Noam, Jonathan, Carrie.
Right.
And they were amazingly accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
Just by the looks of
the
people?
Yeah. And like the people. Yeah. And it could be across race and ethnicity. They did a lot better with adults versus children. And so the theory behind this is that, and you're going to ask me questions I'm not going to know because I don't have this link in front of me. But the theory behind it is that you turn into your face. Like, your name turns into your face. Like, your face turns into your name. There, that's it.
Oh, that's better.
I finally got to it.
Well, my only
like, your
was,
face turns into your name, man.
My only question was, how old was the respondents? Was it
adults
and kids?
Yes. Oh, and okay. But that wasn't really where the big difference was. The big difference was people did it a lot better with adults versus with children.
That's because their face hadn't changed to their name yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very Matrix-y.
It sure is.
Like,
that's crazy.
Am I Carrie because I have the same look as... Are there any other Carries?
There's a lot of Carries.
Carrie Underwood? There's Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher's who I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Carrie from Firestarter.
Yeah.
But
she wasn't a real Carrie. There's Carrie Underwood, the country singer, Carrie Fisher...
There's a lot of Carries. There's more than one Carrie Jones, as a matter of fact.
I know, but I can't even think of any
Carries.
Don't
look it up.
Oh, for God's sake. Really? And, like, you're a Sean, right? Let's look up Sean. Sean, since it's all about you. And we have Sean the Sheep.
That's me.
That does look like you. But if you look at these guys,
well,
do you
that's
think...
that's fictional character.
Right, but do you think Sean Evans looks like a Sean? Who is Sean Evans?
Well, his face shape doesn't have mine. I don't know.
Actually not about face shape. I think they said it was about, like, the edge of your eyes
like
and your
Sean
mouth.
Like Sean Thomas looks more like me, right?
Who is Sean Thomas?
Whoever this dude is here.
Oh, that little baby?
Yeah.
Or this guy.
And that looks like
Sean
my,
McBride.
That's Sean Rooney. That looks like my O face right there.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You're so deluded, baby.
So deluded?
So you're very naughty, but you're also very deluded. Like, so if you look at Carrie Fisher and Carrie Underwood and whoever else is like famous Carrie, there apparently aren't that many.
They generally have some features of yours, actually.
Well, would you look at them and think, oh, that's a Carrie?
I don't know. I'd have to play the game fresh.
Yeah, right? Like,
oh, that looks like you.
That's really mean.
No, it's
not. So he's pointing at a picture of Carrie from the 1970s movie or something.
Firestarter.
No, it's called Carrie.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I don't know. Oh, right there. Carrie. Yeah. Oh, no. But anyways, I didn't mean that that looked like you. That's like
you. Covered in blood.
No, that's your temper right there. That's the personification
that's
of your,
so
of your
mean.
Temper.
Why are you so incredibly...
I've seen fire start in this house when you get mad at me.
Dude, you're pushing it, man.
You definitely don't look like the actress, though.
You're pushing it. Even when you're pushing not it. Kevin Anyways, we'll try to find that link so you can peruse this yourself instead of just us looking at images.
Could you put that link into the thing?
If I can find it, yeah.
That's a really interesting thing.
I know it is, right?
Yeah, it is.
There's a lawnmower.
Oh, there is a lawnmower. Yeah, it's that same
guy.
Person we were waiting for earlier.
I know. We've been waiting for yard work to stop in our neighborhood, but apparently we don't have a podcast studio, so let's just get this out right here. We are no
We Joe have Rogan. One that's half built, but we're turning it into an apartment now.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
Well, we gotta get the money.
We need the income.
Well, we gotta get the money. We'll get to the make money the from income. The
bank. We'll get the money from the bank. Then we'll spend the next 20 years paying that off with the income from the apartment.
Oh, man. All right. Then we'll be dead.
When we're ready to retire at 80, we'll have a little 60. Income. No,
so
we're not 60 yet.
The point of this podcast is not about that. It's about how to get story ideas and brainstorming them, right?
Yeah,
so
man.
Here are five quick ways. So the word brainstorming
means what?
No, babe. You're supposed to read what I wrote down.
Oh.
It's like we haven't been doing this for 4 years. Far.
Far years?
Far years.
That's a number. It's a,
where did
it's
that
a generic
come from?
Number. It's like far years.
It's been 4 years since
it's
we've
not
been
a
doing this.
It's not a couple. It's not a few. It's a far.
It's a
anyways,
far.
Brainstorming.
Where did what even accent is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I thought it was New Hampshire.
That is not New Hampshire. Wow. All right. Anyways, brainstorming.
Even the word sounds a little creepy.
I can't do this now.
Like there's a storm inside your brain. It sounds sort of violent and hazardous and windy. And this podcast will talk about the storms inside our brain and how those storms can become story ideas.
So there's five, we're just doing five quick ways, and there's a million trillion ways. But some authors really have a hard time getting a new idea for a new story or a new blog post or a new podcast, right?
Yeah.
And they kind of just burn out, and they can't find anything sometimes that they think is good enough, or they just don't know where to start, and that lack of a start makes them have writer's block, right?
Yeah.
And this is very, very sad.
Yes.
So there are ways to fight this. And the first one is...
One way to storm is by admiring others' work.
So if you think about ways that other people's stories influence you, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're an Outlander fan, think about why. If you were to write...
Sex.
If you were to write your own kind of time travel story, would it be like that? Would it have a lot of spanking and stuff? If it was Sean, it would.
You had that in there. You didn't just add it.
Yeah. or would it be something totally different? And how would it be different, right? Like,
yeah.
What is it about a time travel story that makes you interested, right?
Yes.
So the second way is to...
Incite a hailstorm of questions.
So ask yourself some questions when you're blocked and looking for some ideas, right? You can be like, what if? What if Trump wasn't president in 2018? What if everyone had blue hair? What if the Earth had two moons? What if dogs were really space aliens?
They are. see?
The third way is...
Where the wind is so strong, it pushes images into you.
So, some of my best ideas have come on a treadmill watching Country Music Network on MTV or some random YouTube video, like, you know, when MTV existed. Or on some random YouTube channel with the sound off and just seeing, like, images, right?
Yeah.
And eventually an image will hit me so hard that I have to write a story about it. And that happened to me with my story, Love and Other Uses for Duct Tape.
You were on, you told me that story.
Yeah,
you're on the treadmill.
Yeah, man.
Watching a country music video.
Yeah, it was Rascal Flatts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't
you
know that at the time.
You should actually change that back.
Oh.
Because it's right. CMT. Hey, yeah, all right. MTV.
Sean's fixing my typo. So everybody wanted to hear that. So fourth way is?
Icy understanding.
Do you want to figure that? I want to write that because I wrote that down.
Figuring things
until
out.
Until we get to here.
This is sort of like another way. But instead of deliberately asking yourself off-the-wall questions, ask questions about things that matter to you.
So, like, a lot of my stories are because I don't understand something. Tips on Having a Gay Ex-Boyfriend, my very, very first published novel, was because I couldn't understand a hate crime that had happened. I mean, like, you can never understand hate. But this one incident was so bizarre that the only way I could deal with it was to write my way through it. If you hear something outside, that's children walking by.
That is a constant chain of little children.
It is a really long chain of little children. You could write a story about a long chain of little children.
Yeah, those little rugrats. They're cute, though.
Typo. All right, the fifth way, Shani.
An emotional blizzard.
What do you do there?
What do I run and hide?
You're such a jerk.
Get emotional. What is it that always makes you laugh, cry with joy? Weep with anger. What are the situations that pull at your heartstrings? Think about that as story. Then write, damn it. Write.
Write. Write. Write. You think any of those would work for you? No?
You know what? I was...
Did they even sink in?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
But I think, like, any single, like, thought could be a story idea. Mm-hmm. It's you just got to figure out how to... spin that and make it interesting to other people.
What if you don't have thoughts?
Who doesn't have thoughts? Then you're dead and in the ground.
Me?
You have thoughts all the time. I hear them.
I don't really.
Whether you're speaking or not. Like, we don't have time for that right now, baby. Later.
What?
I just read your thoughts.
Oh my gosh.
Dog tip for life.
Today's dog tip for life comes from Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy?
Our foster grand dog. I don't know what he is. He's mouthy is what he is. He's a good boy.
He's our grand dog. Somebody went off and had a baby and we got stuck with it. Inspiration is just attention, says Mr. Murphy. Notice what's around you. Then ideas will come.
That's very true, because Mr. Murphy just looks around. He's constantly looking around, right? And then he gets an idea. He's like, oh, I better go bark at the door, because I hear noise. Yep. Oh, that's my idea. Oh, my new idea is to go stand by the pantry.
I mean, even in this picture, he looks like he's looking for something to bark at.
He's such a cute boy. He's so cool. And we also have a writing tip of the pod this time.
We do.
Yes, and that is, once you have a seed of information, and your brain has successfully stormed... Don't second guess your idea. You want to write it down. And if you're a plot first writer, think up the questions to flesh out your idea, like who's the protagonist, what is she up against, what's her goal, how's she going to get it. Write it all down and do it. And just, like, don't block yourself.
And it's okay to have a male character, too.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Dude, I deliberately use female pronouns because everybody else uses male pronouns.
Oh, I know you do, baby. I was just giving you shit.
You always do.
I do.
You do.
And how else am I supposed to keep your brain in constant storm?
You sound like a chauvinist pig when you say
No.
Remember when that was like a big term?
Chauvinist pig?
Yeah, my mom used to say that all the time when I was growing up.
But you can't use it anymore.
He's such a male chauvinist pig.
It's biased to pigs. As a matter of fact, there's hardly any words you can use to describe.
This is where you're going to get in trouble.
What are you talking about?
Pig
is negative. Pig is negative. Swine's negative. So you have to use like this. I don't even know what their scientific name is.
I think the point Porcus is bellius. That hunbun.
Yeah.
I think that when someone calls someone a male chauvinist pig, the point is to be negative.
Yeah.
And the thing, and they're just like, oh, you're a dog, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that's okay. Like, you shouldn't really call people naughty things. But I don't think the doggy and the piggy is really suffering from my mother in 1989 saying...
Oh, I agree with you there.
Your Uncle Kilton's a male chauvinist pig.
I 100% agree with you, but you know we've heard some analogies like that. Not analogies, but...
Go find your brainstorm idea. Maybe it's about two people struggling to stay married while doing a podcast.
There's no struggle here. You can't fight me. You're not struggling. strong enough.
Oh my god. You male chauvinist.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude, No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us, old people.